Well, James Haskell, your body language suggests that commiserations might be the right thing, but it was a very strong performance from Wasps. How are you feeling after that?
Yeah, my body language is because I'm knackered, you know. European rugby takes it out of you. I think, we're disappointed. You can't, you know, give a team 20 points and then try and come back. Luckily, we've got the skill and talent to do that. It's just frustrating because I think if we'd had a little bit of rubber the green, I think if we'd probably been a bit more decisive in our tackling, and we'd got our players in place quicker, then we would have stopped that attack. But credit to Leinster, you know, they're a great side, they're very, very good at attack. I thought Ian Madigan was outstanding today, you know, caused so much trouble. But credit to our boys, you know, they dug in with a lot of character. Dyer talked about it at half time. We sort of dismissed the first half, we went out with the positives, and you know, we got a draw in the end.
You lost one of your back row colleagues within the first minute, 17 seconds, Ashley Johnson was in the bin. So how did that feel once the try had been scored? Did it feel like you just wanted the game to start again?
Nah, look, you know, those things happen. That's what rugby's all about. I think, you know, Ashley's a very, very good player who always plays very fairly. I think it was just unlucky. He just got caught in the wrong place and got the yellow card. So we had to adjust to that. And majority of the game we were playing with 14 men because of some decisions that went against us. And you know, it was difficult. I think we probably scrambled a bit and we needed to get ourselves under control. And the thing with rugby is if you don't get yourself in the game, or you don't allow yourself to get some sort of security and some sort of formation, then you're always on the back foot.
The final whistle that went after you guys had come back, scoring 14 unanswered points in that second half, it was an interesting reaction. None of the players seemed to be quite sure what to make of it. What was the feeling out there?
Well, I still don't know what happened. I think, I'm a guy that doesn't really look at where you're on the table or points or outcomes. If you win, you're going well. If you lose, you're not going well. A draw is a little bit indecisive. I don't know. I think we apparently got to have some results go away, but at the end of the day, we didn't win. And I feel that if we got things right, we probably could have done.
And finally from me, in terms of this group and how far you are in the Premiership, how you've been going in Europe, whether it's a runners-up spot or not, just a word on this group and how you're progressing.
Look, you know, we've got an outstanding coaching staff. I think we've got very, very good players. We're looking to consistently improve. I think we've always just tried to make sure we do ourselves justice, because we have got a lot of talent and sometimes we fall a little bit short, not because... I mean, look, Leinster pushed us to today and they, you know, they played a big part in us not doing so well, but I think we shot ourselves in the foot a couple of times and we probably weren't on the money when we needed to be, and we'll go away and rectify that. But I think this is a special group of players that's only going to keep getting better.